Good morning. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 10 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Thursday, September the 13th. Does Wisconsin law need to be changed to include pets in restraining orders, especially when it comes to domestic abuse situations? Our guest this hour says yes. And he says the primary goal of his legislation is to get domestic abuse victims into shelters or to seek help sooner than some do now because they are afraid to leave their pets home with the abuser. Pets would be included in restraining orders that domestic abuse victims can have issued against their abusers under his legislation, and we will discuss it this hour and welcome your questions and views on this issue. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Toll free from anywhere. In Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. And please include your first name and your community with your email. Our guest is Fred Risser, a Democratic State Senator from Madison. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
Thanks a lot for being with us. Now, it says here that you're the lead Senate author of this legislation, which in the newspaper, it was dubbed the Pet Protection Act, and that's incorrect. It's not the Pet Protection Act.
Well, I think you explained it very well. This bill relates to expanding domestic abuse restraining orders and injunctions to include abuse to animals and threats to animals. In other words, under current law, a victim of domestic abuse may petition the court to obtain a restraining order and then eventually an injunction against the abuser, a family who has committed some abuse. Well, now, this bill expands the definition of domestic abuse to include harm or threat of harm to animals owned by the abused. As you say, the objection of the bill is to help the domestic abuser get out of the house and into shelters sooner. Mm-hmm. The observer will use any means possible to get control over the victim, like threatening to harm a child or threatening to harm a pet. And this would permit the court to issue restraining orders and injunctions in order as a result of threats to pets.
Yeah. So why did you decide to author this legislation?
Actually, it's not that novel in that it has been tried before. The state of Maine adopted it. In fact, the Maine legislation is the reason I adopted this. I've been doing some reading and saw that it had been tried in the state of Maine and checked it out, found out that it works very well. You know, a majority of people do have pets, and people are very reluctant to leave their pets, and this will give the court an opportunity to help an individual who is in a domestic abuse situation to get a little peace of mind, because the court can issue an injunction or a restraining order telling the abuser to leave the pet alone.
Yeah. Now, this SB 162 did receive a hearing this week before a Senate committee. Who did you hear from?
Actually, it was a very good hearing, and there was no objection at all. We heard from a large number of people. We heard from people who had been victims of domestic abuse. We also heard from people who had worked in shelters to help such victims. And they indicated that oftentimes persons who were subjects of domestic abuse would be reluctant to leave the home because of the care of the pets. And they indicated individuals would when they finally left home, they'd been subject to an extended abuse because they were very afraid of what would happen to their pets. This also has a reflection on children. Children who see their parents argue would be very concerned if they thought that by mommy leaving home, they subjected the pet to cruel and inhuman treatment by papa, for instance. And this creates an impression on young children that it have to affect them the balance of their life.
Yeah, I see here that no one did testify against the measure, as you say, but it says committee member Senator Glenn Grothman questioned whether it was necessary to pass this legislation, given there's already a state law that makes abusing an animal a felony.
There's a state law that makes abusing an animal a felony. That is true. But there is no law that permits the court to protect the abuser by issuing restraining orders against threats to pets.
Yeah. So a restraining order would be more effective in preventing an abuser from hurting the pet than the fact that abusing that pet is already a felony?
Yes, because this restraining order could be issued merely as a result of threats to pets.
Mm-hmm.
Actual injury to a pet in certain instances can be a felony. But in cases of abused situations, the abuser uses threats, uses intimidation, uses anything he can, to control the abused. And
if you leave me, I will kill the dog.
Absolutely,
yeah.
or mutilate him, and mm-hmm. and that has happened in cases. We have had the cases documented at the hearing where individuals did leave, where the abuser would then perhaps brutalize the, mm-hmm. the pet, and that is seen by children. And the children say, "Oh, mommy, you left," and it caused trouble to the pet. I mean, mm-hmm. it's a very serious situation, and pets mm-hmm. are part of the family.
We're talking with State Senator Fred Risser of Madison. He is the author of a bill which would extend the protection of legal restraining orders to pets in cases where, for instance, a domestic abuse victim fears her abuser will hurt the family pet. What do you think of this legislation? Is it needed? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We want to know whether you think this bill is a good idea or not. Maybe you even know of a case where a domestic abuser threatened to hurt or did hurt the family pet. Should legal protections of humans be extended to pets? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, 18 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Thursday, September the 13th. After 4 this afternoon, John Munson in for Ben Marins, talking with his guest about President Bush's address to the nation tonight. They'll preview what the president is expected to say. You can hear President Bush's address to the nation talking about his plans for Iraq. That's at 8 o'clock tonight on the Ideas Network. And tomorrow morning during this hour, we'll have a guest here to react to and analyze what the president had to say. So presidential address tonight at 8 o'clock and follow-up discussion during this hour tomorrow. Right now, we're talking with State Senator Fred Risser of Madison. He is author of a bill which would extend the protection of legal restraining orders to pets in domestic abuse situations. This bill received a hearing before a Senate committee this week. Everyone spoke in favor of it. Animal welfare groups and women's rights groups. Now we want to know what you think. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. Our guest, Fred Risser, saying that this bill is needed because many women, and it is primarily women who are victims of domestic abuse, are fearful of leaving their relationship because the abuser has threatened to hurt the family pet. So he says this legislation would help in that situation. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Kay in New Auburn is with us first. Hi, Kay, you're on the air.
Hi, Joy. I agree completely with the senator, and I hope that this gets passed. I desperately hope and pray it does, because I'm presently going through an exact situation mm-hmm. as he described. Thank God I have no children involved, but I have some very highly trained border collie stock dogs and trained for many years, and my health is not very good and quite bad, and I have had to stay in this abusive relationship off and on. I probably, you know, you try and get out of it at times, but, you know, and he has threatened, and he did, you know, put a couple dogs down, and I, you know, he took them out and shot them, and
And he's
this
doing
is the kind of situation where I think it's really important, because a woman who's in an abusive relationship is so frightened anyway, and I can't even imagine having to go through it with children.
Oh boy!
But with the family pet, you know, they're part of the family, and especially these highly trained dogs. You've spent time putting, you know, all this work into them, and you compete with them, and you try and act like you're normal. Everything is normal, and everything is fine. You're supportive, and you don't step out of line, and you live your life like this. And then when everything falls apart, you know, and he starts threatening and actually does something like this, I mean, it's extremely traumatic. It's enough to have to deal with the abuse and then trying to get out of it and leaving.
Okay, I am so
separating.
I'm so sorry. And he's doing this to control you.
Yes,
yeah.
And that's one of the just one of many ways, many ways. Because abusers are so controlling and so manipulative anyway.
Yeah.
And you know, and people don't realize it. I mean, my husband's a very visible person in the public eye, and so therefore, you know, it's just kind of like this preacher and the wife. I mean, you know, you just You do what you can, and but people don't know what goes on behind closed doors, and people have no idea with a personality dysfunction in someone how they act when they're not around everybody else or in the public eye, and that's how it is.
And Senator Risser, this is exactly what your bill.
Absolutely, Kay's explanation is 100% on the button here. It's situations such as hers that we're trying to protect. Now, if we could have had a court order there having the abuser refrain from going after animals, we'd give her a little bit of peace of mind. And then if he went after animals, the court could pursue a criminal action against him or civil action against him. It's persons like Kay that we're trying to help.
Yeah, and what sorts of penalties would be involved in this, Senator Risser?
Well, there are different penalties. The bill would provide penalties up to 9 months in jail and fines up to over $1,000, but it would also open up the door to other action.
Yeah. Well, Kate, I wish you all the best, and
Well, thank you. I wish the senator so much luck, and I'll say prayers that this does go through, because I'm sure there's so many, many, many more people in this same kind of predicament. And
Thank you. Thank you so much, Kay. Senator Risser, do we know what sort of evidence is there that there are many other women like Kay out there?
Well, at our hearing, we had people testify similarly. Kay has done a better job than I have of explaining why this bill is needed. And there are a lot of people in situations like her. And unfortunately, many of those situations don't come to light because people are fearful of what's going to happen if they make known what the situation is. With court protection, we will help at least a number of these people get out of an abusive situation and also protect their pets.
Yeah, so this would mean, if this were law, that Kay could leave this situation, go to a shelter or a friend's house, and have an injunction or a restraining order placed on her husband that would tell him to leave the dogs alone. If he hurts the dogs, he's in big trouble.
That's right.
Yeah. And thank you again, Kay. Alex in Madison is with us next. Hi, Alex. You're on the air.
Hi. How are you?
Very good.
First, I just wanted to say thank you again to Senator Risser. This is he's always taking very good proactive measures for the best interest of the people, and it's greatly appreciated. This is another example. The question I had is about shelters. I know a lot of the shelters, most of the shelters out there are you know, the funding is always tight, and it's all they can do to receive all the women and children that they need. Have there been any talks in concert with this bill in regards to women's groups or shelters as to whether or not there be any way to bring pets with in some of these situations?
I'm glad for that question, because this is one of the problems. Many of the shelters are not fit to take care of pets. They aren't capable of taking care of pets. They don't have the facilities for pets. And so having this bill would provide that the court would, in effect, try to restrain the abuser from going after the pets that are left in the home. Shelters are just not equipped to take pets. And, of course, you have people that are have many pets, and it's just impossible to provide that the shelters or all the shelters take pets. And we feel that this is a better approach.
Right. A woman could leave with her children and not leave her children in danger, but cannot take the pets with her.
That's right. And the shelters are just not equipped to take pets, as Alex pointed out.
Yeah. Thanks, Alex, for the call. Lori in Madison is with us now. Hi, Lori.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm an ex-cop, and I've seen exactly what the senator has talked about firsthand. Women are very abused in situations like that. They're afraid that I've actually seen this firsthand where the husband has actually gone out. I've seen him with a dog take him out and burn the dog in front of her and her child, threatening that it'll happen to them, and if she doesn't stay with them, she's going to kill the dog on the spot. And, you know, that's a norm. That's a definite norm around.
Yeah. And
what Lori points out is that this can have a traumatic effect on children. Imagine a child seeing such an incident as that, and it's not only the abuser that's involved. It's the children, and we have had testimony that children are confronted with situations such as this, and it affects them for the rest of their life.
Yeah. Our guest is Fred Risser, Democratic State Senator from Madison. He is author of a bill, SB 162, which received a hearing at the state capitol this week, that would extend some of the legal protections that domestic abuse victims have to their pets. Pets would be included in restraining orders that domestic abuse victims can have issued against their abusers. And we are welcoming your thoughts and questions about this legislation. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. And include, please, your first name and your community with your email. Senator Risser says that the primary goal of this legislation is to get domestic abuse victims into shelters or to seek help sooner than some do now because they're afraid to leave their pets home with their abuser. Good morning. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 6:36 on this Thursday morning, September the 13th. Pets would get the same protection as their owners under a bill in the legislature, at least in part. The bill would allow animals to be included in legal restraining orders issued to prevent domestic abuse. The idea first became law in Maine last year, and it's spreading across the country. And now it's in Wisconsin. Women's rights and animal protection advocates testified before a state Senate committee on Tuesday in support of the protection. They argue that potential abusers often threaten, torture, or kill pets to terrorize their human victims. No one spoke against the measure at the hearing this week, but Republican committee member Senator Glenn Grothman of West Bend questioned whether it was necessary given that there already is a law against animal abuse. Well, our guest this hour says yes, there is the need for this. He is Democratic State Senator Fred Risser of Madison, author of SB 162. He says allowing pets to be included in restraining orders could prevent the abuse or threats of abuse to the pet and give more peace of mind to the abused person in the relationship and perhaps encourage the domestic abuse victim to leave the relationship sooner or seek help sooner. Most domestic abuse shelters do not accept pets, and women testified at the hearing how they were reluctant to leave their pet home with the abuser. We just heard from a woman in our last half hour who was in that very situation. We welcome your thoughts and questions for Senator Risser at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. And please include your first name and your community with your email. Our next caller is Dennis in Racine. Hi, Dennis. You're on the air.
Hello, Joy.
Hi.
I just want to make a quick comment, and then I'll take my response off the air. I do have empathy for the for the people that the senator is trying to help here, and Kay's story is definitely definitely touching and unnerving. But I have an issue with our elected officials spending their time on issues like animal rights when the state's working without a budget. There's a health care crisis all over the country that's affecting Wisconsin just like it is everywhere else. And our education system definitely needs help. So maybe the senator can explain why, you know, our elected officials are taking time on projects like this when we have what I think are a lot bigger priorities that are not getting resolved. Thank you.
Well, Senator Risser.
I think that's an excellent question to ask any elected official. There's no question that our educational system is one of our top problems. That there's a health care crisis, as the caller said, and we're working on the budget. That's true. But that doesn't mean we grind to a halt on everything else. During a legislative session, there are something like 1,500 different ideas presented to the legislature, and committees meet on these ideas while they're also meeting on other things. One thing a legislator does is that he works on a number of items, and obviously getting the budget passed is a top priority. We have a conference committee working full-time on that. Reforming the educational system is something that we also have committees working almost full-time on. Healthcare crisis, the Democrats came forth with an idea which may or may not fly, but it's at least worth discussing. We work on a lot of issues, and this is just one of the thousands of issues that come before us.
Yeah. Thanks, Dennis, for the call. And we get those often when we talk about a piece of legislation saying, well, you know, this is okay, but, you know, what? Something else is more important. Your point is that you try to do as many important things as you can.
Well, mm-hmm. We're not restricted to one issue or another. We're, mm-hmm. We have committees working on different issues. We're all working on these issues. As with the case with anyone else, you have more than one thing on your mind at a time, and this is something that we feel is important to the public also.
Well, maybe at the end of the hour, I might get your thoughts on some of the latest with the budget, but we do have a few more callers on this issue. So Brian in Cataract is next. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. One of my thoughts was I've got 10 years in law enforcement. I actually teach in higher education, criminal justice. Wisconsin has some pretty good laws on the books right now. If you can determine who the predominant aggressor is in a domestic relationship, they can be arrested and an automatic 72-hour injunction is imposed. And then the victim or the abused person can get free of charge a restraining order from the court system, so they wouldn't even have to leave their residence. One of my issues is, as a dog owner, that I believe it's Chapter 951 in the state statute. I think it's outdated for everybody for protection of animals, because animals are in the classification of property. And going through the crimes against animals, I think there's a lack of protection for people's animals. And more frequently, what I have seen in my experience, too, is you'll have issues where neighbors don't agree and they might, you know, do something to harm, say, my dog. And for most people, their animals are just like their kids. I hate to say that, but I believe it's true. And then you want the law to do something about it, and the statutes are pretty weak in that area.
Senator Risser?
Well, there are some statutes on the books that protect animals. There's no question about it. And if you mutilate an animal, you're guilty of you can be guilty of a crime. The purpose of this bill is to permit restraining orders in the case of threats to kill or harm a pet. Threats to kill or harm a pet is a very effective tools in gaining control over another person. And receiving restraining orders is something that the court can issue, but we want to be able to have the court issue such restraining orders as a result of threats to animals. This is not considered a protection of animals bill. This is considered a protection of people's bill. We're trying to protect the abuser and we're trying to protect them from threats to animals and give them an opportunity to go and receive help without the fear of the harm to their animals. I think the bill fills a spot in the law that is currently void.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Brian. Peg in Rice Lake is with us now. Hi, Peg.
Hi there.
Hi.
I'm fully in support of proposed legislation to go ahead with this. I think Hurricane Katrina proved to us and should have proved to all of us that people literally wouldn't leave their pets and some died there because of it. Therefore, it's not a light issue, and the more we can recognize this and accept it and get these laws firmed up on the books, the better off we'll all be. Animals are a part of our life. To most of us, they are not just property. They are feeling, sentient creatures, and we need to make people aware of that. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, further testimony that we, the Katrina situation, I guess, is relevant in that it does show that people would don't want to leave their pets behind.
Peg is absolutely right. We can remember pictures of people sitting on tops of their houses with their pets in their arms because they did not want to leave their pets. Pets are very, very loving individuals, and as I say, people will take care of their pets in some cases more than they'll take care of their own children. And we should not let an abuser threaten to harm or kill a pet as a tool to gain control over the abused. I think this bill is necessary, and it will, as I say, fill a little spot in the law that is vacant right now.
Our guest is State Senator Fred Risser, who says when it comes to domestic abuse and restraining orders, pets should have the same legal protection as their owners, and pets should be protected by restraining orders just as humans are. We wonder if you agree with this or not, or what questions you have about this legislation, which received a hearing in a state Senate committee this week. It's SB 162, 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. We now have an open line for you in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. 13 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Thursday, September the 13th. Do you have what it takes to be a campaign reporter? A reporter on the presidential campaign trail? Well, you can take the quiz and find out after 7. I'll be talking with a campaign reporter who developed this quiz, tongue-in-cheek to some extent. We'll have some fun and talk about campaign trail trivia coming up in our next hour. Right now, we're talking with Fred Risser, a Democratic state senator from Madison. He is the author of SB 162, which would allow pets to be included in restraining orders in domestic abuse cases. Senator Risser says the primary goal of this legislation is to get domestic abuse victims into shelters or to seek help sooner than they do now or than some do now because they are afraid to leave their pet's home with the abuser. The bill received a hearing at the state capitol on Tuesday, and everybody testified in favor of it, women's rights groups and animal welfare advocates, arguing that domestic abusers often threaten or abuse or even kill pets to terrorize and control their partners. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Ron in Wausau is with us next. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Morning.
I think the piece of legislation is probably a good thing, but I wonder if it could create a situation or a loophole where one member of a spouse or one of the spouses could use a restraining order to include the pet in order to use leverage against the other one. So, for example, if my wife and I are having issues and we have a dog, and the dog is predominantly mine because it's a hunting dog or whatnot, and my wife decides she wants to use the dog as leverage against me, so she files a restraining order and includes the dog when there's not necessarily any sort of proof of ownership, or there's no check as to is the animal primarily one spouse or the other's, and then that's leverage against, you know, the alleged abuser. And I totally agree that there are situations where somebody would harm the pet and use that as leverage against the abused, but I wonder if there could be a situation in the opposite direction as well.
Mm-hmm. Senator Risser?
Well, restraining orders are issued by the court based on testimony and evidence to the court. I don't think that the caller needs to worry about the situation he sets forth. Even if the court issued a restraining order against harm to the pet, there's no harm in such a restraining order, even if it isn't necessary. However, restraining orders are issued by the courts based on testimony, and someone would come into the court and have to tell the court that there are these threats against pets and that's the reason the abused does not leave. I really don't see any problem there. The purpose of this bill is to get domestic abuse victims out of the house and into shelters quicker, and to not let threats to animals preclude the abuser from the abused from leaving. The abuser will use any means to keep control of the victim. Threatening to harm and kill a pet is just one of those means, and one of the things we want to try to correct.
Yeah, I hate to say this, but if a woman leaves an abusive relationship where the abuser has been threatening her and the pet, is a restraining order against doing harm to the pet really going to stop him from doing harm to the pet?
It may not. Restraining orders don't always work. They work in most of the cases, and if they don't work, they're person will suffer the consequences. A restraining order, just like any other court proceeding, is not necessarily the sole solution or always the solution, but it helps, and in these cases, any help we can give, we want to.
Yeah, Terry in Milwaukee sent an email. Why don't the present animal abuse laws right now serve to protect the animal? Why is this necessary? Wouldn't serious punishment of these creeps work? As an example, the story of the man burning the dog before the wife and children that we heard in our first half hour, that guy should be punished to the max. It's my guess that such an act violates more than any animal abuse laws.
That is correct, and I hope there isn't a misunderstanding here. Obviously, if a person abuses a pet, they are subject to the consequences, whether they've threatened the pet or not. The purpose of this bill is to permit restraining orders against an abuser who threatens a pet, and they won't always work. But they will work in a number of cases, and in those cases, that's good for society. Obviously, if a person does cause problems, they will be punished. But the purpose of the bill is to avoid, to permit a woman, for instance, to leave the home with the feeling that at least there's a court order against a threat to her pet, against harm to her pet. It doesn't always work, but it works in the majority of the cases.
Yeah. Senator Risser, we did receive, of all things, two or three calls since that last call who said, you know, gee, you guys should be working on the budget and other more important issues, to sort of reiterate the same thing. And so people, I think, are mad that we don't have the budget in place at this point, and you know, we're talking about this other legislation. Do you mind if we talk a little bit about the budget right now in our remaining moments?
No, I'd be happy to.
I mean, in fact, let me ask callers in our remaining 5 minutes if you want to call in about the budget, to ask about the budget, or state an opinion on the budget. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. We heard in state news, Senator Risser, that the assembly plans to meet next Tuesday, I believe, to pass a budget that just applies to education and local governments, to kind of pass the budget in segments. The governor said that he does not like that idea, does not accept that idea. What do you say?
Well, I think that would be a terrible mistake. We have a lot of problems in the budget. We have to take care of corrections. We've got to take care of the university. We have state employees. We have a number of things. To turn around and say we're just going to take care of one idea, I think, is really a poor idea, because we want to get rid of all the problems that are currently existing. As I say, I think that the Democrats in the Senate will turn a deaf ear on this, and they should. You lose the leverage of solving all the problems if you try to solve one or two, and it's a cop out, really. We have a budget to get out. We're almost 10 weeks late. It's a serious mistake, and we should get down to work and get the whole thing finished.
Yeah, we talked with Representative Frank Boyle of Superior, was it yesterday? Boy, yeah, I think it was just yesterday, and on his idea to try to get the budget impasse going, saying that we should replace the current conference committee and submit this budget to binding arbitration. Is that a good idea?
Well, you can always change the conference committee. But unless you have the legislative leadership involved, your chances of getting something passed are very slight. Certainly, we could say change the personalities of the conference committee, but it's more than just getting the conference committee to approve it. You've got to get the legislature to approve it. And the conferees represent their various legislative viewpoints. And the leadership represents the legislature. So you really got to have the leadership involved in the conference committee report. Arbitration is not the approach here, since we have to prepare the tax revenues to meet the needs of the budget. And arbitration is not going to handle that.
Yeah. So why is it that we have the leadership on this conference committee just meeting week after week after week, and absolutely no progress whatsoever? What's the holdup?
What's the holdup? Mm-hmm. I suspect the holdup is a real strong philosophical difference between the two houses. I think the Senate has passed a budget which meets the needs of the state and will take care of the state for the next 2 years. I think the assembly is defaulted in their job here. They have decided to cut the university drastically. They've decided to cut a number of other very essential services. They are not meeting the needs of the healthcare community. They're not meeting the educational needs of the state. I think it's perfectly appropriate for the Senate to hold firm and try to get a budget passed that meets the needs of the state.
Yeah. What about the suggestion of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel editorial board earlier this week that Governor Doyle should convince Judy Robson, the Senate leader, to give up on Healthy Wisconsin, the universal health care plan that would increase payroll taxes, because if that happened, maybe the logjam would be released?
Well, that's just one aspect of the budget, and there are other things that are far more I think, significant in the assembly, what the assembly did. To cut the university is cutting the heart of the state in many respects. We need the university in as an economic and an academic engine in the state, and they're setting aside. In fact, you know, the budget wanted to cut out funds for the law school. How ridiculous can you get? And that budget was passed by the assembly. Cut out the law school funds. I mean, this is an unrealistic budget. And the bottom line is the voters are going to see who did what, and hopefully the next election, which is only a year away, those people who are causing problems, being unable to meet the needs of the state, will be replaced by people who will.
Well, we'll leave it there because now we are out of time. Thank you, Senator Risser, for talking with us about the budget and about your legislation. Thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.
Fred Risser, Democratic State Senator from Madison. Thanks to Cheryl Gasser and to Karen Prager for producing this hour. Thank you for listening. Hope you stay tuned. There's much more to come. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.